Overlooking the building, whose irregular setbacks are reminiscent of the craggy peaks of the Sierra Nevada. Its name is a humiliating pun, intended to attract round-eyed patrons. Sadly, it works. Surrounded by tourists seeking simple pleasure. No one else can see the flickering flame of two burning questions emanating from the table. Dad's still alive and still married to your mom. She said yes, honestly. She says, I don't date men on the rebound. Are you on the rebound? I say no. Dishonestly. It's my first lie, also the last lie I will ever tell her. I am bleeding from a thousand fresh cuts. There's a growing pool of blood on the floor. I drag out a blanket of wit, charm and sweetness, and throw it over the blood, praying, don't let her see the blood. Vicky sees me naked and trembling. She thinks it's cute and sweet that I can hurt that much and still function. She stanches my wounds with her honeyed words, allaying my fear that no woman will ever be kind to me again. Her voice is like the cooing of the doves outside the window. Vicky wonders, is that blood under the blanket? She thinks it's sweet of me to try and hide it. She knows her wounds are healed, her scars invisible. I lied. She knew I lied. She'd seen the blood and the trembling, but gracefully she did not call me out. I knew she knew. Years later she would claim she hadn't known, as she was neither blind nor stupid.